This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. A major effort is underway in the U.S. to reform the way we sentence men and women who've been convicted of drug-related offenses. Thousands of felons are getting early release, but when they are released, will there be jobs for them? Reporter Jacob Lewin found one successful company in Oregon that makes a point of hiring ex-convicts.
Visit the bakery at Dave's Killer Bread outside Portland, and you'll find pumps sucking 2,000 pounds of ingredients into mixing bowls. You'll also find that a third of the company's 300 employees have a criminal past, including plant manager Ronnie Elrod.
We're just so happy to have a job that typically we've got an attitude of gratitude, and we also know that opportunities are going to be hard to come by for us, so we have to take those opportunities that come along, and we really have to make good on them.
And Harvard sociologist Diva Pager says that's true. She's studying the job performance of ex-cons in the military.
Those with serious criminal pasts perform just as well, if not better, than their counterparts with no criminal records. At least with appropriate kinds of screening, individuals with serious criminal records can perform very well in the workplace.
Another of Pager's studies shows that a criminal record seriously reduces the chances of getting a job.
I hired groups of young men to pose as job applicants and sent them all over the city applying for low-wage, low-skill kinds of jobs. And half the time, they reported having a felony conviction. And simply by checking that box, their chances of receiving a callback or job offer were cut in half.
Dave Skiller Bread has hired so many ex-convicts because of Dave. Dave Dahl, that is. After serving 15 years for drug crimes, Dahl returned to his family's bakery and in 2005 created his namesake bread.
It was based on the epiphany that I had in prison, which was that I could turn my own life around. And eventually the feeling was that we could help others to do the same thing.
The company uses its hiring practices as a selling point, with Dahl's picture on every package, even though a judge put him on conditional release after he rammed into some police cars 2 years ago. This year, Dave's Killer Bread was sold to Flowers Foods for $275 million. In Portland, I'm Jacob Lewin for Marketplace.
And yes, you heard that right. Dave's Killer Bread was bought for $275 million.